Welcome to another life-changing message preached live at Hope City Church. We hope you'll be encouraged and inspired by God's word to live your best life yet. So get ready to hear from God as you enjoy the message.
Take a seat. It's so good to be with you today. We get a bit of late summer, aren't we? Still a little bit of sunshine. I'm happy about that. Oh, right. You ready to hear from God this morning? If you're ready to hear from God this morning, put your hand in the sky. If you're not, don't worry, just catch on. Catch up with the rest of us. That is terrific. Last week, after the worship, I brought a short message, just a little teeny, eensy-weensy message, and it was about a woman. It was about a woman who we can read about in Matthew's Gospel, about a woman who had a serious issue. She had a serious problem. She had been sick for a long time. She was in continual bleeding. And I talked about how this woman could have just said, "That's my lot. Things are never going to change. Things are always going to be the same." But then Jesus. He got in on the picture. She reached out to Jesus. All of a sudden, her world changed. She got healed. Suddenly, life got a whole lot bigger. I want to tell you today, church, your life is going to get a whole lot bigger. I believe that God has got expansion for your life. I believe that there is more. That this year for you can be a year of growth. This year for you is a year where your life increases. Because you see, when you think your boundary lines have been set, God has a way of moving them back and making everything a little bit bigger. I want you to grab your Bible and turn to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 54. Let's go there. Isaiah's before Jeremiah. Here we go. Isaiah was a prophet, and that meant that he heard from God. He got messages from God, and he'd take those messages, and he'd deliver them to people. And he delivered this to the people of Israel. I'll read it from the screen. It says, "Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes." And then it says, "For you will spread out to the right and the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities." He said, it's time to strengthen your stakes. It's time to extend your tents. And you know, in context, as I was talking to a group of people who had seen no sign of growth. They'd not seen any growth. They'd not seen any increase. They'd not seen any improvement. In fact, they had seen exactly the opposite. He was talking to a bunch of people who felt disappointed, who'd been unproductive. And despite this, despite facing the facts, despite knowing all of this, God says to them, "Get ready. Because there is something that I want to do. I'm going to make your world a whole lot bigger." Church, God has got an expansion plan for your life. There is an expansion plan marked out, ready for you. And what he says is time to be expectant. It's time to get ready. There's a time of preparation so that the stretching out of your life can begin to happen. We had some great news in Hope City Church this week. Our lead pastors at our Sheffield location, Colin and Beth Blois, gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. It's great. Yes, you can look at photos on Facebook. You can send messages of congratulations. But they had their second child. Indy Jane Blois is her name. Came out at £5.10. Quite convenient size for a beautiful baby to appear. And there she was. There she is. Suddenly, their world has expanded. Suddenly, their family has got bigger. But it didn't happen overnight. You know, when there's a new child coming into your world, when your family's about to get bigger, there is a preparation that has to take place. Otherwise, you're rushing around mother care midnight on the wrong night of the week when you're meant to be looking after your newborn. There is a preparation. And I saw pictures of the nursery getting ready, of the little comfy slippers with bunny rabbits on. Necessities for the preparation of a birth. But there are things that we have to do if we want to get ready for increase. This is interesting, right? Expansion is about increasing what already is. It's about increasing what already is. You know, when you stretch your tent curtains, they're already your tent curtains. When you lengthen the cord, it's already something that you've got and something that you can do. My husband put up a photo of me recently. He's always putting photos of me up. Can't go anywhere on social media without finding a photograph of me. But there was a reason. It was our 17th wedding anniversary. And he put up this shot of like confetti being thrown on us, and us smiling so happily. And you know, a lot of people saw that photograph 17 years ago, and two people said to me that I had not changed a bit, that I had not aged one iota, that in fact I looked better now than I did then. And because it's two or three witnesses is all that you need. I went with it. I did. I just like took that as gospel and applied that to my life, living in the good of it. But for my husband, David, unfortunately, the things they said, well, they were like, Gary just went, wow. Like, there was a change. There was an expansion. Muscle. You can tell him later. I can't do it. I have to live with him. But, expansion. And as he said in his own words, we were 23 when we got married, and as he said in his own words, he perhaps had the physique of a 15-year-old, and he was coming into the physique of a man. There was a stretching, an expansion that took place. Not too much. I mean, you've seen him today. It wasn't too much of a physical expansion. But the truth is... I'm enjoying myself today. Is that okay? I got the mic. So he stretched. He's got bigger, you know. But it's still him. It's still him. It's still David. It's not another person. It's just a bigger version of him. I'm not talking about middle age spread today. I'm not talking about getting fatter. That would be a rubbish message. But what I am talking about is change. And my points in all of this is for you to develop, for you to grow in an area. Sometimes you think you need a total change. Sometimes you think things need to completely change if you're going to develop. They have to completely change if you're going to grow. But I want to tell you, God can grow you right here. He can grow you wherever you are. He can grow you in the midst of the circumstances that you now find yourself in. He can grow you in the place that you live. He can grow you wherever you are. God's expansion plan is not limited by our present, because he is the one who intends to bring growth into our lives. My belief, our belief for you this year, is that you are going to grow. You are going to be a bigger person. You're going to go further than you went before. You're not going to stagnate, but there's going to be a health and a vibrancy, a growth in so many areas of your lives, that boundaries are going to increase, that false ceilings are going to be removed, that the limits around your life are wider than you imagine. The lot you have is bigger than you thought possible. There's going to be a bigger you and a bigger life, because this is the heart and the intention of our God. Is God good? Give him a clap then. I think he deserves a clap. I've gone a little bit northern there. Northern Manchester rather than Northern Scouse, but I'll get there one day. Do you remember in the olden days? I was born in the olden days. 70s. Yes, I was born then. And in the olden days, when somebody phoned you, right, it was a risky business. When the phone rang, you had no idea who was phoning you. You didn't have a clue. It was a scary period of history. Went on for years. That phone's ringing. Do I answer it? Do I not answer it? Who is it? Who could it be? And you either went for it or you didn't want to go for it. We live in much safer times today. Much safer times. We have little screens that show us who's calling, don't we? We do. Much safer, so you can decide whether you're going to pick that call up or whether you're not going to pick that call up, can't you? You can pick it up there and then, or you can think, I'm going to go back to that one later, can't you? But you ever get those one that it says number withheld? Cheeky, isn't it? All right, put your hands up if you answer those ones that say number withheld. Oh, FOMO, you see, fear of missing out. Fear of missing out. You pick those calls up. You just don't know what it might be. You know it might be that luxury holiday. You might have really won. You might have. Who never picks those calls up where it says, number withheld? Only, oh, two people. Lovely. The rest of you, you don't know what you do. You don't have phones, probably. That's okay. But, you know, you can decide whether to pick up or not pick up. If we're going to see expansion in our lives, though, when God calls, we have to decide to accept the call. Rule number one, we decide to accept the call. There's a man called Joshua. Joshua had a call from God, a call for his life. Joshua now, you might have heard of Moses. Moses was the one who took all the people of Israel out of captivity and he led them to a place that was going to be safe, was going to be their home, a land that would be a home of their own. Probably heard of Moses, but Joshua, right? Joshua was his assistant. Joshua was the one who heard the promises that Moses had, followed him around, served him well. And then one day, God turns up. Because something significant happened. We can read it in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 2. It says, Moses, my servant, is dead. So this is God speaking to Joshua. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. He's saying, Joshua, look, Moses is dead. Have you ever thought about why God felt he had to point that out to Joshua? Why did he have to say, it's not Moses anymore. He's not around. He's definitely gone. Moses is dead. I believe it's like this because everybody knew the promise. Everybody knew the responsibility to lead had been put into Moses' hands. And God had to make it clear. He had to underline it. He had to say, that was then. But now, Joshua, that responsibility has been taken out of Moses' hands, and I want to put it in your hands. I want you to take the responsibility. Joshua, stop looking for somebody else. Moses is dead. Stop looking for somebody else. David and I'll tell you a few stories about us today. Okay, so Dave and I, we, years and years and years ago, a million years, no, that long ago, when we became saved, when we became Christians, we were like, we wanted to know God better. So one way we thought we could do that was enroll on ministry training. Now, to be faithful, to be fair, to be true, I'm not sure if we ever thought we'd really ever lead church or anything. We just wanted to know Jesus. We thought, this man is amazing. His Savior, I better get to know him. So we had that opportunity, felt it was the call of God, so we took a step to do that. After lots of years of training, eventually we got sent to help this minister in Chorley, land called Chorley. It's a land. It's a place. It's a town. And we went to assist this minister. So we're there doing our thing, another 3 or 4 years of just serving, helping, being faithful in the house. And one day, and it was a sudden event, one day the minister died. We were not expecting it. But what was obvious, what had been said, and what was really clear that was that David was the one to then take responsibility. At that point, it was like responsibility was taken out of this previous minister's hands and put into David's hands. And you know, we had a choice right then when we looked at this bunch of people. Do we take that responsibility? Or do we just find somebody else to do it? Do we just go and find a cushy, easier number, just serving under somebody else, still loving God? Or do we take what God is putting into our hands? And sometimes, you know, it's uncomfortable, but you know that God's saying, this is you. This is your responsibility. Will you answer the call? Will you take it up? You know, in some areas of life, you are it. In some areas of life, you are it. When it comes to your personal finances, you know, when it comes to your family, when it comes to the responsibility that you have at work, when it comes to your own personal health and lifestyle, you are it. And it's so easy sometimes to put our head in the sands, or look for somebody else to give us instructions, sometimes to look to other people to blame, or just look for direction here and there and other and all over the place. But there's a time when we have to go, it's my decision. It's the decisions I make that will determine where I end up. God said, Moses is dead. Now it's up to you. You know, to grow and to expand, we have to answer the call. And the areas of life where it's up to us, where we are it, we have to say, yes, God. If we do that, we then open a door. We create an access point for God to make our world so much bigger. It's really interesting that God always seems to be looking for somebody to go on his behalf. That he's always looking for people to go on his behalf. You're like, you could do it all yourself, God. But he's always choosing people. If you know this book, you know that time and time again, he'd appoint somebody to do something on his behalf. And it was the same with Joshua. Let's turn to Joshua. We might be there already. Chapter 1, and it's verse 7. So God has called Joshua. And now he says, son, we're heading out. Before we head out, I've got a couple of things I need to tell you. He says this in verse 7, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law that my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. He'll be with you wherever you go. There's two things that he's saying to Joshua. He's saying, Joshua, if you want to be successful, if you want to have this that I want to give you, if you want that, then Joshua, the first thing you're going to need to do, you're going to have to keep my word central. You're going to have to know what I've said, know the promises I've made, know the way that I've outlined life to be lived. And if you know that, it's going to make you wise, Joshua. If you know that, it's going to make you successful. When Jesus was preaching to the crowds in Matthew's gospel, in chapter 7, you read in all these, he's told all these stories on how to do life God's way. And then he says, if you hear these words and if you put them into practice, then your life is going to be unshakable. You're going to be like your life's been built on a rock where problems and troubles come. Your world's not going to fall apart, but you're going to stay solid. You're going to still be standing. But he's saying, meditate on it. Don't let it be something you think about now and again. It's like, really get this into you. Really know who God is. Know what I say, because I've got success for you. But the way to get into that place of success is to really hold on. The second thing that he's saying to Joshua is, son, you're going to have to be brave. You're going to have to be really brave. Have you ever been brave, but for the wrong reason? You know, there is no point in being brave, but being brave for the wrong reason. I've got a story for you. At age 5, the neighborhood kids where I lived, they enrolled me on a mission. They gathered together. They got the 5-year-old me. And they said, we've got a mission for you, Lisa. It was Operation Slapface. That's what I've named it since. Didn't think of having a name for it back then. We hid behind this on our little sort of, I think it was a bit of a cul-de-sac thing, hid behind this camper van thing, and there was a girl, another girl, a bigger girl, an older girl, and for some reason, I don't know what she'd done, but she deserved a slap in the face, apparently, and I was the one to deliver it. So the bigger kids decided. And so I'm up for it. I was up for it. I don't know why I was up for it, maybe to impress some people. I went, didn't hesitate. Off I marched, walked up to this girl, bigger girl, maybe 7. And she was up there. And I said to this girl, well, there were words. I don't remember the words. It was a long time ago. There was words. And then, I don't know, it must have been the Italian in me. I don't advocate this. I've changed a lot. Jesus has changed me from the inside out. And out came a hand. I slapped her across the face. You know what happened? She did. She slapped me back. She slapped me back. I had not envisioned that happening. That was not how the story went in my mind. Slapped me back on my face. Kind of took it, went back to my friends. Didn't know what to do. Do you know what? That was not a mission from God. There is no point in being brave for the wrong reasons. It's good to be brave, wrong to be brave and stupid. I've changed a lot since then. But there are times to be brave for the right reasons. You know, following our story, when David and I, when this pastor died, and David was ready to take over the church, or basically apostle came and said, an apostle, a guy who leads lots of churches, was like, come on, you're the man. A woman with a tested prophetic ministry, you're the man. Everybody, you're the man. The church, you're the man. Everybody, you're the man. And at that point, it was not a convenient time to begin to be the senior leader of anything, never mind church. Dave was having a serious health blip at that time. And that happening just sent my head all over the place. I could hardly think straight, never mind try to do anything that involved helping people or leading people. So that's the situation you're in, but you know you're called. Sometimes when God asks you to do something, it's not a convenient time to do that. You know, and sometimes, I call it this, you might have heard this phrase, I've heard it said, that sometimes there is a next, it's like this, right, don't get scared, but sometimes it's like a next level demon. When you you decide to step out in God, maybe that is as simple as this, you're reading his word, there's something in his word, you're like, hey, I'm not living like that, but I think God wants me to live like that, and you go, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do it God's way. Maybe it's as simple as that, and you make a decision and you make some changes. Maybe it's, you know, God's put a call on your life for something, and you're like, oh, I'm not sure about that, but hey, I'm going to start to take some steps towards that. And it seems that all of a sudden, sometimes, it's like, rah, everything goes a bit haywire. Just like Joshua, he had to face some stuff. And if he was going to expand, if his life was going to get bigger, if he was going to do the will of God, he was going to have to face stuff and be brave. And you know, I thank God that at that time, we chose to be brave. We chose to take the next step. And God sorted all the rest out. But we had to take the step first. You know, if Dave and I hadn't been brave at that moment, we wouldn't be here today creating an opportunity in this city together with you guys to let people know who Jesus Christ is, to offer salvation to the masses. We wouldn't be here holding up the word of God, worshiping God today in this situation. When you decide to be brave at your moments where you need to be, you accelerate yourself into your future. You still have to walk the path, but you begin that path and God holds you. He takes you through. God has got expansion for us. We all face stuff. Sometimes you think this is great. We're expanding. We're going out. We're stepping up. We're checking the time. Is it that time? Okay. So sometimes we think we're stepping out. And you know what? All of a sudden, everything shrinks. Have you ever done that? You thought, oh no, this is the right step. Yeah, God's in this. And it all shrinks. Do not be afraid of the downsize. That's all I've got to say about that. Jesus downsized. He was in heaven. He had all the majesty of heaven. Laid it all aside. Came to earth. Didn't have much. Completely downsized so that God could raise him up to the highest place. God says to you, give to people. This gospel is about others. It's not just about our own lives. Give. Give and it'll be given to you. But at the point of giving, you have less. You have less for that moment. God will come and give to you because he honors your heart. He honors your response to his word. But do not be afraid of the downsides. It's often God's step to get you to the place of expansion he has for you. Joshua chapter 1 verse 10. How did Joshua respond? So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. Joshua wasted no time. no time. He was determined. He'd answered the call. He decided he was going to be brave. And then he moved towards his objective. Faith will always require action. There's sometimes a time in our lives where we have to stop thinking about it. When David and I were invited to become part of Hope City, we both did a lot of thinking about it. We'd been leading this church, and suddenly we get this invite. Would you like to be part of Hope City Church? Would you like to join the leadership? Would you like to bring your church? You know, if it'd been up to David and I, if it'd just been David and I, it was a no-go. Of course we would. We love this. We see God in this. But it wasn't just about us. It was about a whole bunch of people and what was good and what was right for them. So I think, you know, instinct would be go, yes. I spent ages thinking about it. David had made up his mind. 6 weeks later, I'm still thinking about it. I'm still praying about it. But there's a time where you have to go, look, is this God? Does it line up with his word? When it's a massive life-changing thing, guys, check it out with somebody who really knows God, who really lives this life, you know? Your leaders are there for oversight. That's what the Bible says. Not to tell you what to do, but to have the chat so you can discover, is this really God? That's what they're for. They never come and say, you must do this when you do that. Don't be afraid of that. They come and they help you discover, and then they still leave you to choose. We're not here to lord it, but we are here to diligently oversee the church. So when there's changes, don't be afraid of that. But it was like he had to take action. I had to one day go, I've checked this out, I've prayed, I've done all I can do. It's a risk. Everything, every step of faith, you don't know which way it's going to go. But I took the step. Because, you know, when a change comes, the what ifs arise, don't they? Oh, gosh. Don't go any more days just with the what ifs. You don't need to. There is timing. There are things that need to wait sometimes. But, you know, God wants to make it clear. Sometimes, what is this next step? What is this action? You know, who do I check it out with? Maybe it's about your call. Maybe it's about your career. What is the next step? The expansion that God wants for you always requires a step. Phil, would you like to come to the stage? I like Phil, so I'm inviting him to the stage today. I might invite you. Ever the encourager. So, I don't know about you today, but maybe you think you have gone as far as you can. You know, maybe you have stepped out, and when you stepped out in response to God, you found it difficult and you were not bargaining for that. Maybe there are battles ahead of you. There's always battles ahead. There's always a battle at some point ahead. Maybe you're in a battle right now. And you know, when the bullets are coming at you, when it's left, right, and center, and you don't know whether to raise your head or not, the one thing you want to do, the one thing that helps you is when you look up and you see that you're not alone. You see that somebody has your back. King David was a great king of Israel, a great king of Israel, but only in the midst of battle, only in the midst of difficulty could he find that God was the one who protected him. Psalm 3, verse 2, David is saying this, and he's someone who knew God. He said, many are saying of me, God will not deliver him, but you, Lord, are a shield around me. My glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to you. I call out to the Lord. And he answers me from his holy mountain. Many are saying of me, God will not deliver me. But Lord, you are a shield around me. You lift my head. You answer me. You see me. You see, he followed what God wanted. And he found that whenever he stepped out, there's a shield right over him. There is a shield over your life. And this shield is impenetrable. He surrounds you. When you step out, when you respond, he surrounds you. Some things are as simple. It's time to enroll on a course, you know? It's not all massive spiritual stuff, although pursuing the will of God is a primary, seeking the kingdom, the primary thing we live for. Maybe some rolling on a course. Maybe it's learning to drive. Maybe it's volunteering so you improve your prospects. So many simple things, but we think about them and we never take the step. But when it comes to the call of God, when it comes to the next step for your personal life, know that there is a shield around you. Hear God say, be strong and very courageous. Be strong. When was the last time you were very courageous? When was the last time you were really brave? There's always moments when we've got to be very courageous. For the Lord will be with you wherever you go. There's something that happens on the inside of you when you realize you are truly covered. You are truly, completely covered. He is a shield around you. Whatever comes against you, it can't get to you. It's going to bounce off him. You might have to walk through the midst of it, but you're not there alone. None of us have to do this life alone. You've got a Savior who is jealous for you, who is committed to keeping you safe, who is committed to taking you through from here to eternity. Blessed, facing things, but blessed, protected. You're his child. Who would you protect? Who would you protect with your life? He'll protect you more than you would do that. He is your protector. I want to respond today. Can we all stand? Would that be all right? If you're able to stand, let's stand right now. Some of this today, this message will have really spoken to you. Some of you, you really want to grow this year. You really want to grow. You really want to be, by this time next year, a bigger person. And you know, maybe you've been thinking about it already. Maybe something came to light as I was speaking. But you know, there's an action to be taken. There's a step to be taken. And maybe that's time to do that. If that's you today, will you lift your hand? Because I'm going to pray for you right now. Because I believe in a God who hears our prayers. And who, when we ask him for his help, he's ready to pour out whatever we ask of him. That's brilliant. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Savior, I come before you right now. I thank you. Your plan is not for stagnation. Your plan is for expansion. Father, I thank you for these people who know there is a step to be taken. Right now you see, Lord. Right now you are willing to show them the way ahead. Father, you're not telling them that they have to have it all figured out or know where it's going to entirely end up, but they know they need to take a step with you today. Some people bringing things into order with you here in this place. Some people going yes when they've been saying wait, Lord. Saying yes. And I pray for everyone in this room. It's truly honoring you with their lives right now. Truly saying, here I am. Lord, will you bless them? Will you bless them? Will you show them the way ahead? You order our steps. Lord, will you show them that despite whatever, God, you are a shield around their lives. You've got them firm in your grip. They're not out there alone, God. You're building their lives that they'll last. They'll get stronger. They'll go from strength to strength. Lord, I prophesy expansion. I prophesy growth. Growth over our lives personally. Growth over our churches. You grow us, God, that we're able individually to impact so many lives, because the work of God in our lives always has a natural overflow. Lord, come and do your expanding work. Come and cause boundary lines to increase. Lord, as we choose today, Lord, to stretch wide our curtains, as we choose to grow where we are, God, I thank you. You come in, Lord, and you fill us with everything that we need. Spirit of God, for every need there is in this room today, I pray, bring blessing. For everybody asking your help today, bring blessing. Bring blessing. Bring comfort where comfort is needed. Wisdom where wisdom is needed. Friendships where friendships are needed. Thank you. Thank you, incredible King. There's some here today, you know, before we go, and you want to know, can this Jesus protect me? I don't know what's been coming at you, and I don't know what you're afraid of, but there's some of you, you're afraid. And you want to know, can he protect me? Is he willing to protect me? There's two things I need to tell you. The first thing, he died for you. He died. Jesus Christ died. He gave his life so you could come under his protection. He took your place so that you can be safe in this life, but that you can be safe in eternity. The second thing is Jesus rose from the dead. He couldn't stay dead because he'd done nothing wrong. And he rose from the dead to show us this, that there is no power, there is no enemy, there is nothing in this whole earth and nothing in the unseen world that is bigger or stronger than Jesus Christ. No enemy that can defeat him, because he is the ultimate protector, because nothing can get him, not even death could get him. I want to pray for us all today. I want to pray that we come and ask him for his protection. Everything that could harm you, he can protect you from. I'm going to pray for you. I want to pray for you if you've never asked Jesus to be Lord of your life. I want to pray for you because you can come under his protection today. I want to pray for you if you've asked him to be Lord, but you know that you've gone far away. But I ask, will everybody pray this prayer with me right now? Repeat after me. Lord, I want to come under your protection. I believe that Jesus died. I believe he rose again. I believe he can save me. Lord, will you forgive me? Lord, will you accept me? Lord, lead me in your ways. Protect me.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'd love to hear how God is working in your life through this ministry. If you've got a story to share, email us at mybestlife@hopecitychurch.tv. And why not join us this weekend for one of our weekend services? For details of a service near you, or for more information about Hope City Church, visit us online at hopecitychurch.tv. See you next time.